Hi, welcome to my new podcast. I hope you'll stick around with me as I try to develop my voice on this new medium. And let's get right into the week's excitement. Yesterday, I was trying really hard to remember something funny that happened during the week. That having failed, I tried generating something funny to blog about. My first attempt was like this. Hey, Grandma, get out of my kitchen. This was met by a paltry, "You better be careful, young man." My next attempt was later in the evening. Hey, Grandma, if you like Andre Rue so much, why don't you kiss him and marry him? All this got was a frown from Grandma, although it did get a little more of a rise out of Grandpa, who was in earshot. He said, "Yeah, honey, why don't you marry him? Then you can go to one of his shows and it won't cost any money." Still, not too successful. I really have lost my superpower. But today, I did remember what I'd been trying to. It happened all the way back on last Sunday, though really it'd been a few weeks in the making. I've been teaching Grandma how to shake hands. You know, the handshake where you first shake normally, sort of a panhandle grip. Then you switch your hands so they're up high, sort of a spear grip. Then you lock your fingers together like a thumb war grip and pull them apart. And finally you make a fist and knock your knuckles together. She thought it was stupid, but she consented to the instruction anyway. After a couple weeks of practicing, I finally believed she was ready for a public debut. "Hey, Grandma, I think you should try it on Frank." Frank is a young Hispanic guy at church with a couple tattoos and huge muscles, but really, really good-natured and friendly, and a little goofy. Grandma was intimidated, but I eventually goaded her into it. Frank was having a conversation with a couple other young adults after church, so Grandma marched over and, without saying anything, thrust herself into the circle of conversation and then thrust her hand out at Frank. He looked a little confused, but offered his hand in return. Grandma led the way through the different shakes as Frank's confusion melted into astonishment. When they got to the knuckle knock, Frank had pretty much lost it. He started slapping his thighs and laughing his head off. Grandma, still wordless, simply exited the circle and returned to me. After recovering somewhat, Frank addressed me. "I did not expect that." "Well, we've been practicing for a couple weeks, and we finally thought it was time to give it a try." I had signed up to clean up after coffee hour that week, so after most of the people had left, I was left washing coffee pots and wiping tables while Grandma and Grandpa waited for me. "Grandma, I didn't mean to humiliate you or anything. I thought you would enjoy that. Did you enjoy it?" She nodded a little, shyly. "But I tried it on April, and she said she had no idea what it was. You told me all the young people know how to shake hands like that." I'm not at all sure what Grandma's opinion of this whole situation is, but I guess that if she tried it on April without my encouragement or suggestion, she really must have enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it too. Until next week, you've been listening to an as-yet-unnamed podcast from California, the land where it's always Christmas and never winter. So long.